Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by the Dallas County engineer, Al Miller. And Al, thanks so much for stopping in.
Thanks for having me.
You're absolutely welcome. And busy time here as we enter summer. And I mean, I never stops for the secondary roads department. So appreciate you taking a couple of minutes to talk, and we'll get it started here. I know you kind of gave, when we talked last, a little bit of a hint about the Dawson Road project, kind of the update there, but now you can go a little more in depth. What's kind of the process with that right now?
That project is a grading and paving project. So the first item that needs to be completed is the grading portion of it. And as you're aware, we've had a little bit more moisture this spring than what we've had in the past season. So that project is delayed a little bit. They have been able to get some of the work done there, but they're continuing to move forward. We've had a couple of weeks there where the Raccoon River was out of its banks, which causes a problem. But yeah, we look forward to finishing the grading here middle of the summer, hopefully a little drier weather, and then get to the paving end of the summer or September kind of time frame and get that finished up this fall.
What was your original date? Did it delay it a lot, or was it, what was kind of
that? I want to say, I mean, I think we talked about this last time. We kind of got spoiled the last few years being able to work every day. But, you know, it is a little bit more of a normal construction year for us. So we're behind a little bit, I would say, you know, maybe 3-4 weeks behind we'd kind of like to be. But we're coming into that part of the season that should be, you know, generally longer days and warmer weather that, you know, we'll be able to progress and get that grading part of that job done.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thanks for the update about that. And then talk about the R22 pavement reconstruction. I know this is kind of in collaboration with the Waukee School District.
Yes, there's actually two projects there. One on R22 from the new Waukee High School north up to 260th Street. That project is a collaboration between the City of Waukee and Dallas County. City of Waukee is taking the lead on the construction management on that. The other project that ties into the north end of that pavement rehabilitation project is about 3/4 mile of paving on 260th Street back west of R22 to the new Waukee Schools transportation facility.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Update on when completion is set for that? Or
both of those projects need to be completed before school starts, but I would say with any amount of luck on weather, we'll be done sometime toward the end of July.
Okay, awesome, cool. Yeah. And then working on some culverts replacing for a future project between F-51 and Highway 44 out on County Road P-58.
Yeah, we're continuing to move forward on that. We are replacing a number of culverts that are underneath the paving there on P-58 in preparation for a future pavement rehabilitation project. We have about another 4 weeks or so there, again, depending on weather, but another 4 weeks or so, and we'll have those culverts replaced. Our crews will then come in after that and replace the concrete in those patch areas where we had to remove it to get the culverts replaced.
Thank you for that. Again, we are speaking with the Dallas County engineer, Al Miller. And now, Al, I know you want to touch on about to begin kind of the second phase for the River Oaks. Got some letting here in the month of June and then hoping to take bids next month.
Yeah, that's correct. We're working towards getting bids and a contract for the second phase of our work down in the River Oaks subdivision down in the southeastern portion of Dallas County. That project consists of mainly storm sewer work. It's an older subdivision that needs some repairs and intakes and storm sewer underneath the existing pavement. So the third phase will be some pavement rehabilitation once the underground work is done. This is kind of the messier part of the project we want to get done this year, and then we can move forward with pavement replacement going forward.
Awesome. Okay. And, you know, is there any work being done like either in the city of Adel? I know there's a lot of construction there, obviously, with the new administration building and everything, or anything going on like in Perry and any maybe future stuff happening in those areas, or where are we at with that?
I believe the city of Adel just closed down a bridge on F-51 just on the north side of town to replace it. I believe that project is slated to go through the fall and be back open before the holidays. But there again, that will be a welcome, you know, improvement to that section of road going out of town there on F-51. There is a lot of capital improvement projects that Dallas County is doing on the square there in Adel, and we're planning for future projects. One of them being an improvement at our central maintenance facility on 250th Street, just east of 169, where our engineer's office is going to be moving from our current location on River Street in Adel out to our central maintenance facility with some new construction there, kind of remodeling our current facility and moving all of our staff to that one location. So,
okay, cool. With all the construction, can you just kind of remind, you know, residents to obviously just be mindful of that and I guess talk about importance to obey kind of road closure signs and stuff like that?
Yeah, definitely. You know, when you see a detour or road closed ahead, that's going to mean you really don't need to go down and check and make sure that it's really closed. But I'm guilty of doing that myself. Sure. So just be aware that, you know, we try to make sure that the road is actually closed when we have those signs up. So keep a lookout for that. You know, you may run into some hazards on the road if you're, you know, not careful and trying to sneak through some of our construction sites. But the signing is out there, you know, trying to keep the traveling public safe. And it is, you know, there's a lot of work out there and you know, just kind of be mindful of where work's going on and kind of check your route before you leave home in the morning and make sure you get to your destination safely.
And that is our Dallas County engineer, Al Miller. And Al, was there anything else you'd like to add today?
The only other thing I'd just like to, again, give a big thanks to our secondary roads employees. They're out there working hard and, you know, working to efficiently utilize the funding we get from the taxpayers here in Dallas County to keep our secondary roads up to date and in good working order for the folks here in Dallas County.
Well, I appreciate all the work that you and your team do. And again, appreciate the time and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. That is the Dallas County engineer, Al Miller, joining us for our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.